السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has blessed us continuously to be in His obedience and to be in such gatherings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent His special angels of mercy and all those who are part of the gathering, even they didn't come with the intention of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of the remaining people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our siyam and qiyam and whatever good deeds we have done. My respected brothers, we are approaching the last 10 nights. Tonight is going to be the 20th night. We are fasting the 19th fasting. My respected brothers, another one more week, 10 more days, it is done. And as all us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have told us, to look for the night of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights, in the odd nights, and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a very beautiful dua. When you happen to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Aisha radiallahu anha asked, Ya Rasulullah, when I happen to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I ask, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afu fa'afu anhu. Ya Allah, you afu, the most forgiving, the most forgiving. You convert my sins into good deeds. Afu means that not only just forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converts our sins and disobedience into obedience. Allahumma innaka afu. And tuhibbul afu. Ya Allah, you love doing that. And fa'afu anni, please forgive me. There's another hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if my slave doesn't sin, I will create a nation who will sin and then I will forgive them. My respected brothers, the entire creation is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why He created us? What is the purpose behind us? Why? What are we doing? And everything, it is a wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to express His qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to express His love, mercy, forgiveness on us. So, my respected brothers, let us all try and be amongst those who will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the last verse we read, أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We're going to go through those who have been bestowed mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have been bestowed with the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first category is Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, min al-nabiyyin, the prophets of Allah. Prophets of Allah, they have been blessed that they had direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the prophets, 124,000 prophets. And then all the prophets, they had special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different way. And we should begin with Adam alayhi salam. My respected brothers, our father, Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first part of Surah Al-Baqarah mentioned about Adam alayhi salam. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented that idea to the angels, and angels said, oh Allah, if you are creating a creation to praise you, we are doing that job better. The angels are doing that job better. They are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them saying, you do not have knowledge, things like what I have. Allah has knowledge about everything. Why He's creating? My respected brother, there's something very, very important. Rest of the creation, except for human being and jinn, all of them are obedient, they are being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by default. They have no option. They are not doing it by choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has programmed them to do it that way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, He gave us intellect, He gave us the choice, and we and the jinn, we are being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing ibadah, act of worship by choice. That's why when we select to do that, we become greater than rest of the creation. But if we fail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بل هم أضل. If we fail to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we fail to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we fail to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like cattle, but in fact they are worse than them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the cattle? They don't have intellect to think. Allah has given us intellect to think, but we don't think. Neither we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the cattle and all the rest of the creation, all are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Adam alayhi salam was created and he was presented to the angel. Then angel says, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. Oh Allah, your glory be to you. You are most pure, Ya Allah. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels express, you know, that their inability and say, we do not know anything other than what you have taught us. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam through a process to prove the nature of human being. The nature of human being. As human, we are weak, we are tempted, we make mistakes. To prove that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam through a process. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Adam alayhi salam into heaven, Jannah, Allah already told before creating, He is creating fil ard. He's sending Adam alayhi salam, He's creating Adam for this earth. Allah created us for this earth, but we have to go back. We have a temporary job to be done. But then Adam alayhi salam, what happened? He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't get closer to those trees, then what happened? Shaitan misled them. And then he disobeyed. But the beauty of Adam alayhi salam, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. When Adam alayhi salam got the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realized what he has done. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Both of them immediately made tawbah. My respected brother, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us. Like Adam alayhi salam immediately turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made tawbah. Fataba alayhi, innahu huwa tawwab rahim. And Allah is tawwab and rahim. You see, Allah have used here not the word rahman, use the word rahim. Is a special mercy on those who are turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is willing to receive. Tawwab means He is willing to receive those who are turning back to Him. Allah is open, He will come. My respected brothers, Adam alayhi salam, you know, ulama says there are so many narration in Israeliyat. Adam alayhi salam stood at one foot asking istighfar and tawbah for 40 years. For 40 years with one foot. He stood, he refused because he wanted to get back to Jannah. He made a mistake, but he stood with one foot and make tawbah for 40 years, my respect, istighfar. Continuous, he never gave up. He never gave up. He said, no, I'm not going to give up. Ya Allah, please accept. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرَحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. These are the words of Adam alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا O Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have wronged ourselves. We have disobeyed you, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرَحَمْنَا. If you don't forgive us and show mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We'll become amongst those who are losers. Adam alayhi salam continuously. My respected brothers, they say, historian says, Adam alayhi salam's footprint is there in Sri Lanka in Adam's Peak. There is only one footprint is there. Some people say the other foot is in India, but what some historians say is no. Why that footprint came in one? Because he stood with one leg for so long in the rock, the mark came up. For so long he stood with one foot. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam, in the nature of human, there was, you know, they make mistake. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, kullu bani Adam khata'un. All the children of Adam, including Adam alayhi salam, they make mistake, khata'un. Amongst the khata'un, amongst the people who make mistake, wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun, the one who would get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us that we turn back. When we make a mistake, don't become arrogant. Don't try to justify. Don't say, no, this is my sin. Say, Allah, this is my situation. I have disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Come back. Month of Ramadan is for that. Month of Ramadan is month of maghfirah. We need to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to get back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا هْبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًا فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Adam alayhi salam, do you want to come down here? Say, go down, no problem. My guidance will come. I'm just summarizing. I'm not going word to word translation. When my guidance comes, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, the one who follows my guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. If you follow my guidance, there is no grief, there is no sorrow, there is no fear. There is no fear at all. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to this earth. Adam alayhi salam made a mistake. That is the nature of human being. But in return, amongst the Nabi, amongst the Salihin, amongst the Prophets, that's something very important. What we learn from the quality of Adam alayhi salam, that Adam alayhi salam repented. Adam alayhi salam got back. So each and every one of us should try and see that how can we get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do tawbah like our father Adam alayhi salam did tawbah. And my respected brothers, istighfar and tawbah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed right through in the Quran. Two things. Allah says, istighfiru rabbakum. Make istighfar to your Lord and He will forgive you. فَقُلْ تَسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Indeed, He is ghaffar. He is ghaffar. Most forgiving, most forgiving. Continuously in the Quran you will find غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is forgiving and He has a special mercy. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requests us to make istighfar. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every day used to make more than 70 times istighfar. What did he do wrong? Why he make istighfar? Because my respected brothers, sometimes we think, oh, I have not disobeyed Allah. I'm doing everything fine. I'm not doing anything haram. Why do I make istighfar? Shaitan comes into our mind. When you are in obedience to Allah, we think, oh, we don't need to make istighfar. The reason we need to primarily, my respected brothers and sisters, we need to make istighfar because we are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are unable to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُود. Indeed, insan is the most ungrateful servant of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Suratul Adiyat, Allah mentioned about the horse. The horse is so loyal to the master. Horse knows there is a danger. But when master commands, that horse gush into them. In the battlefield, horse will not worry. When my master say, horse is obedient. And horse is always there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the character of horse. And immediately Allah changed the conversation. Allah reminds us, but insan is ungrateful. Horse is so grateful, knowing the danger, but still grateful to the master. But insan, when Allah is inviting towards rahmah, Allah is inviting towards mercy and maghfirah, insan is ungrateful. So my respected brothers, being grateful, we are unable. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istighfar because he could not be grateful enough. That was the feeling. Each and every one of us. If Allah has blessed us to come to masjid, how much we must be grateful. How many people are there? But Allah is giving us that adhan is going through our ear. We know the time we are coming. My respected brothers, how much? So we are unable to do that. That's why we say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Rabbi ghafir li, Rabbi ghafir li. My respected brothers, istighfar is an act which brings all the blessings in this world. The one who makes istighfar, Allah's mercy will come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, until when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in amongst us, Allah will not send the adab. And the second, وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as there's a crowd, as long as there's a group of people making istighfar, Allah's adab will not come down. If there's something wrong, that means, my respected brothers, that means we are not making enough istighfar. Sometimes we are making istighfar, still some natural disaster happened, then we don't take that as a, you know, adab, we take that as a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because something happened, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the punishment of Allah is coming. When something happened, what happened? Said, it will be rahmah for believers and adab for disbelievers. Same thing, it can be rahmah for the believers and punishment, but in day of Qiyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate them. So my respected brothers, in these remaining days and right through in our life, we need to make istighfar. We need to make istighfar. This way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nuh alayhi salam, told Nuh alayhi salam, قُلْ إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. after they disobey Allah so much. 950 years, Nuh alayhi salam is inviting them and they refuse. Then final chance, Allah is saying, Kul. You tell them, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Tell them to make istighfar. I will forgive them. Allahu Akbar. I will forgive them. Not only forgiveness, Yurusili sama alaykum midrara. I will send the rain down. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ I will help them, assist them by giving them lot of children and wealth. And Allah says, I will give them jannat. Ulama says, the first part is in dunya. Then second part, when you make istighfar, you will have such a huge, you know, heavens and jannas for you due to your istighfar. جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Rivers and gardens, I will bless you with it when you make istighfar. But my respected brothers, people of Nuh alayhi salam, they fail. After so much, still they didn't realize. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the punishment. His own children did not. And Nuh alayhi salam was crying and he was making istighfar for his son. Until Allah commanded, stop. Innahu laysa min ahlik. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. He doesn't belong to your family. The last final appeal was, Ya Allah, whatever it happened, but my children are belong to my family. Allah said, they don't belong to your family. If your children dies without iman, the family lineage is cut, my respected brothers. In Jannah, they will not, in Qiyamah, they are not going to be there. Even in this world, there's a rule. If your child becomes murtad or become kafir, may Allah protect, they will not inherit from the father. A kafir will not inherit from a Muslim. Even inheritance has been cut off. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the family DNA he can carry. But the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very clear. There is no difference opinion between the scholars with regard to this. No madahib differs that. If he become murtad, that is itself, he is not entitled to inherit. My respect, istighfar. I was reading Suratul Munafiqun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, whatever said and done, he loved this ummah. Rasulullah knew some people were munafiq, he knew. But he had hope. He never disclosed them. They used to come and pray in first saf. Rasulullah knew these are munafiq, but he never disclosed, not even one. Only he gave for one sahabi the list, sahib usir. Rest, he didn't inform Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. He didn't inform Umar radiallahu anh. Because Rasulullah said, no, these people are going to become rulers. When I go, they will chop their heads. Because so much of difficulty, they stayed with Rasulullah ﷺ in Medina. They leaked information, made so much of difficulty. In Suratul Munafiqun, when the Munafiqins, you know, the leader passed away, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah ﷺ went there, he was making istighfar. So much crying. They were saying, Innaka la Rasulullah. You are the Rasul of Allah. Allah is responding. Rasulullah ﷺ didn't respond. Allah is saying, Allah knows. Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasuluhu. Allah knows He is the Rasul of Allah. But the munafiquns are lying. Allah is bearing witness that munafiquns are lying. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqun lakadhib. And they are just taking oaths in order to, you know, take this oath as a junnah. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir. Wa idha qeel lahum, yastaghfir lahum Rasulullah. Yastaghfir lakum Rasulullah lawa wa ru'usahum. وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ When they say make istighfar, they made kibr. They say, why should we make istighfar? We have not done anything wrong. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made istighfar for them. Then Allah revealed, you make istighfar or you don't make istighfar. لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ Allah will not forgive them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ And Allah will not guide those who are sinners. My respected brothers, may Allah protect us from nifaq. May Allah protect us from nifaq. Inna al-munafiqina fi al-darki al-asfali min al-nar. They will be in the lowest part in hell, my dear respected brother. It's always, even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh, continuously he had that fear. He is the first, he is Siddiq, he is the, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given. Even that, he had that fear. Maybe I have a little bit of nifaq. I have. We should always have that fear within us. We should not have the qualities of munafiqun. But my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still have kept the door open. Door of istighfar is open. Until the ruh comes to our throat. Until here. Once you come, you're going to see that you make istighfar. Tawbah is not going to be accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Before that, Allah should forgive us. Allah ta'ala should grant us, you know, realization of, you know, the objective purpose of this life. We should make istighfar. Number two, then before the sun rises from the west and then sets in the east. Once that happened, the doors of mercy, doors of rahmah, doors of maghfirah is closed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that condition, my respected brothers. Remaining few days, let us all try. You know, we have been together, we come, we talk, sleep, you know, we have discussion, all that. The purpose, the objective of all this is just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance, nothing else. Nobody is greater, only person is going to be great. Akramakum indallahi taqakum. Amongst us, we do not know. Yesterday when I was getting back into Cambridge, a lot of youngsters met, you know, one of the, Irfan was asking, how was it? These last few years, I have only one hope. Whenever traveling, I have one thing motivates me for travel. Many people invite one thing that motivates. I am going to meet some believers. Amongst them, there might be one person who is a salih, Allah's acceptance. With that meeting, Allah can accept me. That is the hope. We do not know. If Allah gives us opportunity, we do not know who it is. So we must always have hope that that's the only reason. We meet people, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask them to make dua for acceptance through one person's good deed within the jama'ah, my respected brother. That's why we need to always maintain the jama'ah. We come and pray salah with jama'ah. If one person's salah is accepted, everyone's salah will be accepted, inshallah, in jama'ah. So we do not know. That is the hope that we have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq, inshaAllah, to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr.